My name is Matt Ryan, joined on the phone right now by Peter Vance. Peter, thank you so much for taking some time to chat today. How you doing?
Not too bad, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, anytime, Peter. So let's talk about your new tune that you released here recently called This Side of the Blue. It's a great song. Been listening to this one. Can you tell us a little bit about your new one and kind of how this one came to be and the story behind your new song?
Yeah, so, this is a song. It's my second country single now. I've recorded it with a guy named Clint Curtis here in Newfoundland. And over the last little while, I really got a chance to travel to Ireland, Newfoundland, and, meet some cool people that really inspired my music. So it unintentionally, became a song about Newfoundland and about, growing up in a small town. And, just about the kind of people that you'd meet if you came to a small town. It could be in Georgia. It could be in Newfoundland. I'm just that narrative for sure.
No, it's a great song, again, called This Side of the Blue, joined right now again by Peter Vance. And Peter, you spoke about kind of being around. Are you from Newfoundland originally?
Yeah, I'm from a small town just outside our capital, but it's 4 hours outside, actually. It's called Lewisport, and I've been here my whole life, yeah.
Oh, wow. You know what? Newfoundland is one of those places that I've always wanted to travel to, and I know I'm going to get out there and visit one of these days. I've heard it's very, very a beautiful part of the country. Tell us a little bit about kind of the music scene, what that's like in Newfoundland there.
Yeah, I mean, it's really cool. It's really small, I will say that. And it's not, I wouldn't say it's, native to a lot of, music, country music,
okay.
Especially listeners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, I mean, it's, we have a rich storytelling background. I mean, there's the oral tradition here of storytelling. I mean, there's all kinds of music from classic rock to traditional and folk songs, of course. I like to consider it a classic rock town, it's definitely a community here for it, and everybody supports each other. I think the more west you go, it's definitely more country.
Okay.
But here in St. John's, where I'm to, yeah, there's a budding country music scene here for sure.
Very cool. Awesome. Peter, what's kind of this year looking like for you here in 2024? Whether it be continuing to songwrite, maybe you got planning to be busy playing live shows this year. What's kind of 2024 looking like for you?
Yeah, so I'm building the live experience for sure. That's something I'm still working on. But I got about 5 tunes ready to go here now, kind of locked and loaded, and we're just waiting for the right time. Release them. I think the plan is to release a single like every 8 weeks or something like that.
Okay.
That's the plan. Mm-hmm. 8 weeks, sorry, eight months, I meant to say. But yeah, I think just roll out those singles and hopefully put together an EP or a debut album for sure.
Very cool. Very cool. If people want to kind of follow along with what you're up to, how can people do so? Whether it be like a website or social media platforms that you're posting to, how can people follow along with what you're up to?
Yeah, so I'm Peter Vance Music on just about every social media. That's Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. Go to Peter Vance Music. It's same thing for the website as well, although I'm not super active on the website. Currently just rebuilding it. But social media, man, TikTok, Peter Vance Music. Go check it out.
Perfect. Peter, we really appreciate you taking some time to chat today. Again, loving the sound of the new tune and looking forward to more music on the way. Thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, man.